Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Mapuche people hold barricade to defend their territory. While part of Latin America is setting their eyes on Chile to follow the Copa America of football, whose logos use Mapuche indigenous symbols, Mapuche communities are taking urgent actions to stop the pillaging of their territories. In particular, 11 Mapuche communities of Neltume in Panjipulla region are holding actions to stop the advance of Italian-Spanish transnational corporation Endesa Enel, which has entered their territories for prospection works aiming to build a hydroelectric dam. In response to this, which hasn't been consulted with the people, the Coast Coast Parliament, a Mapuche territorial organization, decided to take action to prevent the machines from entering Mapuche territory with barricades in different places almost a month ago. Although they are reaching their goal for the moment, they don't have any guarantee beyond the initiatives of Mapuche communities. Rio Radio interviewed Humberto Mangel, member of the Coast Coast Parliament, who told us that the company has been using the strategy of dividing communities to enter Mapuche territories since 2008. The communities are promised improvements, but we are seeing that these are only lies, as in other northern Mapuche communities, such as Ralco in Biobío region, said Mangel, making reference to the Ralco hydroelectric project of Spanish company Endesa, later acquired by Enel, which involved a flooding of over 3,500 hectares inhabited by the Pehuenche people.